guys, welcome back to Call Me Candid Podcast. I'm Haley.
And I'm Lily. Welcome back to a new week, new episode.
Yes, girly pops and Call Me Candid gals. We don't have a name for you guys specifically yet, but
we need to think on that.
We should do something and then we can put it on merch and be a cute thing. But we just want to do a little life update this week because we've done practical video and then another practical video and very businessy and serious. And we didn't even tell you anything about our weeks. So now we've just been saving it up for this episode.
I feel like we just need to decompress with you guys. Like, y'all are like our BFFs. Like, I just feel like we have so much to catch them up on and just life behind the scenes. Like, I love diving into the business topics. I know you do too. But then I also saw a lot of you guys were like, no, we still want to know what's going on. So I feel like this is a good way to kind of like all catch up. So I feel like we should just go. Like, girl, what's going on in life?
Yeah, I feel like so much is changing in my life right now, actually.
You have
so
a huge update.
A life update is good and necessary, but I also feel weird talking about it because it's like it's happening now, but it's also such a future thing.
Yes.
That it's kind of weird to talk about something that I think about it all day, every day, but the world still perceives me in a different way. So
that
it's just so interesting. And I can talk about it, but we should just do like little life updates and stuff because we went to Waco together.
That was so fun.
And we stayed at a fixer-upper from Chip and Joanna Gaines. It was the last one they ever did on HGTV. They just announced, like literally the day that we were there or something, they announced that they are bringing back Fixer Upper on their own network. But that house that we stayed in was like the last one they ever did on HGTV.
Yeah, it was pretty epic. Like when I told my mom I was staying there, she literally like fangirled so hard. She was like, oh my gosh, like I can't believe it. And it was even more amazing in person. I know you guys posted a vlog. I have one, but like we just don't have that
where's
turnaround
your vlog?
Time like you guys do. Well, Devin has been, that's like a different update so we can just wait. But eventually I'll have a vlog, but yours was awesome too, so you guys should definitely go watch it and kind of just catch up on our trip because it was so fun.
What's your update with Devin?
Well, that sounds weird, but basically we had a shipping fiasco kind of happen with our launch.
Yes.
So we have a shipping team that literally takes care of all of our orders. So when you guys place an order with us, that's, you know, we host that through Shopify. Their system is integrated with ours. So your order kind of shoots over to their system. They pick your order, they package it, they send it out. They literally do everything on the shipping side. They don't take care of emails though. So that's still us, which makes it tricky. Because
I thought that customer service was involved or included, I mean, but
I wish. I would honestly pay extra for
lot.
It to be.
That's a lot of emails.
Because think about it. Let's say a customer, you know, types in the wrong address. I can't just go in their system and change it. So I have to tell them, and like there's like this lost in translation like little bit with us. So basically they're located in Virginia Beach. They've been handling everything and our launch just went honestly,
too good.
Too well. How like I sound so silly when I say that, but they weren't expecting as many orders, which is kind of frustrating because I tried to tell them like, guys, my gals are so loyal, like you guys are the best ever, and I had a feeling it was going to be pretty epic, and they were not prepared. It took forever for orders to get out, and not everyone's, that was the weird part, like they just like somehow didn't get orders in their system. So I had to have like a really awkward conversation on Monday. You guys know because in Waco I was really mad. So awkward, guys. We were, Deb and I are sitting there at our desk and they're all at their desk in Virginia. And we,
oh no, it was face to face, like on Zoom.
No. But that's what I was picturing. Like, because they're all together.
Okay.
Usually ours are face to face, but I think
I
they chose
die.
This one not to be because they knew. Like, we had a right to be upset, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, 100%. And that's what made me feel better. It caused me a lot of stress because the last thing I want to do is make them think that I'm like some mean little girl. Like, I'm not. But I have a business to run and I love you guys and I want you guys to get your stuff. We're paying them, so I have some sort of expectation. So I basically had to sit on the phone and say, I'm going to give you guys one more chance. If the next launch goes like this, we're gone.
Dang.
Awkward.
I love that. Yeah. There's nothing that bothers me more than seeing people I love kind of get screwed over.
Yeah,
and
same.
So I love seeing you guys you stand up for yourself and your business because that is not, it wasn't the best, but
no,
everyone got taken care of in the end. But moving forward, you want a more seamless transition because you're only going to get bigger from here, so it would only make sense to get things right now.
That's what I told them. I was like, I honestly said to them, I said, please be honest with me if you cannot fulfill that many orders, because I was like, Black Friday and stuff, like when we do a sale, it will probably be like our best day of the year. And so I'm like, y'all have to be honest with me because I cannot be working with you if you can't uphold that end. I don't need to talk about my problems forever, but just an interesting like thing with business. I go to outsource this task and it causes kind of some more stress. So
I feel like outsourcing, whether that's hiring a new person or I mean, hiring a shipping team, I wouldn't know if that's the right word, but like kind of bringing someone onto your team.
I think it's hiring.
It actually adds more to your plate before you free up time, which is kind of ironic. Like
so ironic.
When you hire an editor, you're actually going to spend probably double or triple the time just training them and adding notes to videos that they do or even like fixing things before it becomes easier. So it's rough. It's, I mean, it's not rough. It's just one of those things in business. Like it's growing pains, yes. You know, of a business. So I'm excited. Yeah. You should do another big launch just to test them.
I know. Well, our next one is kind of big, low key. Like,
oh my gosh, when is it? What is it?
I'm excited. I don't know, like, when, guys, I don't plan these things. I kind of just wait for stuff to come in. I'm like, okay, like, I kind of know, like, probably about 2 weeks, but we're going to finally have prints back because I kind of dropped the ball and forgot about school. And, like, girls are decorating, apartments colleges. And dorms. Because I, like, forgot people are going. You know?
I was shocked. I'm not going anywhere. I had no idea. And then people were like, back to school, moving into my dorm, and I was like, holy crap, that's crazy.
And I just feel like the summer was so strange. Like, it went by so fast, and, like, I was not ready for that, so that is totally my fault. So we've made prints. We're definitely going to have some prints. We're going to have our first ever crew neck since being back, and, like, this is a crew neck I'm obsessed with. Yay. I sent you pictures. Yes, I saw it.
I know all the secrets.
More notepads for back to school.
Yes, I saw that one, too.
Plus, something else kind of with that hint hint.
When is that thing launching?
The same day as all of this. All of it's going to be together.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, I like doing big ones now.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's to come. But that's just like my business random rant to you guys. Like, I'm so lucky to have them, but it was definitely stressful.
Yeah. I feel like a good transition into my big life update, I guess, is talking about, originally we were going to talk about stress and how we combat it. And I feel like that's a little bit applicable because people are going back to school and it's sort of this whole new thing where you're like, oh, I actually have things to do again.
And life is weird right now, too. Yeah. Like, I've been thinking about that for them. Like, back right now.
I asked on my Instagram story, are you going back to school in person and when are you? And a lot of people were saying, I don't know when I'm going back, actually. Like, I am just kind of waiting to hear. So I'm sure that's stressful. Like, everyone's lives have kind of been thrown up into the air and we're just waiting for things to settle down and see where they land, I guess. But for me, I feel like Ryan and I were both, you know, we met each other as this sounds very serious. Ryan and I are fine. This is about our this guys. Is about our careers, not a relationship. But we both met each other and we're like YouTubers on our own. So even though we're getting married now, we were still just going to be doing our own main channels. And my main channel is a combination of all things lifestyle, a vlog. If I'm wedding planning, it'll be a vlog about that. It could be fashion. It could be a challenge, an experiment, anything. And then Ryan on his channel was doing a lot of things. He went through a phase where he was making viral content and then he went to more vloggy skit based things. And I feel like that one caught kind of burnt out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And then I don't know how, but somewhere along the line, I was just like struggling to make videos every week too. Mm. And it was getting to the point where Ryan and I were like very stressed out, couldn't really pinpoint why. And sometimes that just happens where you're like, I'm just like not enjoying this right now.
Yep.
And then I feel like we kind of both pinpointed why it was.
Spill the tea, girl.
In a way. And it's because we've got our eyes on other things. So basically,
I love the head scratch. It's because
basically, the thing is that we're kind of transitioning into a goal that was originally a long-term goal, as in like 5-10 years, we'll do this after YouTube. And then we were like, you know what? I would much rather be doing that thing right now. So
thank you.
The thing that is mostly real estate and flipping houses, buying properties and then renovating them, flipping them up, selling them to a new family who wants a new beautiful house, and hopefully we can be the people who provide that. Mastering
Chip and Joanna Gaines,
yeah, 2. Basically 0. Like exactly their path that they've gone down is like our dream life. So with that, like a new brand that we're going to be starting that I'm super excited about, and we picked out like names for that, and we're sourcing products that we're gonna have and all of these different things, and we're trying to find manufacturers here in Austin.
Okay, question. And, yes. When would this all, like, what's your timeline, like your goal for this to kind of start to happen? Do you have one?
So
or no?
We are already looking at houses.
Okay.
We've been looking for a fixer-upper for a very long time, and it's actually crazy this industry, because a house will seem so perfect and then you get into the numbers and you're like, oh, I would either lose money or it would just be just not a good buy.
Yeah.
So we've had so many houses where, and we've been documenting all of it. This will all be a series on the Trey Family channel. Exciting. But it's so funny because every house I'm like, I can just feel it in my guts. I want this house. And then you go and run the numbers and it doesn't make any sense. So,
and you are like, I feel like kind of numbers based too, like a little bit. Like you and I think are kind of funny with money stuff too. Mm-hmm. Like I'm very practical.
Yeah.
So I've always thought about that with you with these fixer uppers. Like I feel like it's so hard to buy a house and kind of calculate how much you're going to put into it and like predict the market, you know, like when you're going to be selling.
Yeah. We're having our very close friends help us with that. Like I'm not a real estate agent yet, but yeah, I'll talk about that too. Say, yeah. There's so many things,
no,
dude.
I love
like,
it.
And it's funny because the podcast is the only people hearing it first. Like I'm not going to make a sit down video about this. No. People are just going to have to see the change happen instead of me talk about it. So we're actually putting an offer in a house right now. That was the contract that I signed right before this podcast.
Guys, I was in the bathroom. She's like, I have to go sign something. I was like, okay, I did not know that.
Sometimes the market moves so fast. And yesterday, we've been actively searching. And yesterday, this house went on the market. It had been on the market for 3 hours. And there was a line outside of the door of people looking at it.
So you went yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we went. And it's honestly getting to the point where there's not a house that we can find that's going to make us like an insane amount of profit. But at this point, we're willing to just break even, just walk away.
It's your first one.
With $0, you know? Because that's the whole start of the brand. If we're going to have a brand surrounded about home living and spaces, well, we need to be practicing.
We need to prove that practicing what you're preaching, you know?
Exactly. So we're moving on that and we're doing that series. We're also doing another home building related series on the Trey Family. It's not our house. I'm not allowed to say whose house it is, but it's going to be a very special series. And with that, I'm sorry, I'm talking so much.
No,
but
oh my gosh, go ahead. I talked about shipping, so this makes me feel better. I'm okay.
I'm also getting my real estate license.
How does that, like, you're doing it online?
Yeah, it's so nice that you can do things online and that you can actually get a certified license even though you don't go somewhere in person, which we couldn't even really do right now anyways. So there's this place called Aceable Agent, and that's where I'm doing it. It had a lot of good reviews, and it's 180 hours of coursework, and then you have to pass an exam and get approved. And so I've just been chipping away at that coursework. I'm almost done with my chapter one. So
you're like back to school.
Yeah, literally, like I'm like taking notes again. Yeah. And it's honestly really fun, and it's really rejuvenating. And I'm still posting on my main channel. It's just not my main priority, and I actually feel like that will make my main channel so much better.
Me
because
too.
When you don't put your eggs all in one basket, and that's not like your, you know, if a video doesn't do well, like my week is shattered because all week I worked on this one video. Now it's like I'll just post what I want and I don't really care. Like,
and it's okay if you miss, you know, a week and stuff, and it's like totally fine. Like, just post when you feel inspired, and I feel like that's the best way to do anything. Like, that's what, if we were gonna film or record this like stress one, I wanted to talk about that, how it's so powerful that you can, I mean, of course some things you can't help, like, you know, you, if you're in high school, you have to like be going to class, and, like there's only so many things you can really change. But we're so lucky with our jobs, like so privileged to have the jobs that we do, that we can really kind of take a step back and be like, wait, is this like making me really happy right now? Do I feel fulfilled? And like, that's a question I try and ask myself at least like once a month, seriously, because it's kind of crazy how much you change and grow in like such a short amount of time.
Yeah, and it's crazy because I feel like obviously this path is probably more risky because this is a big investment, and you never know with new business adventures. And it's kind
of
like, well,
that's the fun of it.
That's like, super fun. But why change a successful thing when it's already working? Why would you just leave that? And I'm not leaving it, but I'm not making it my priority anymore. But I feel like I just realized, I actually have been watching a YouTuber, and people in the comments section can just tell that like she doesn't care anymore. And seeing that, I was like, wow, I really don't want that to happen. Like, I would rather be the person to walk away and do something else and come back passionate than to just keep posting and for it to be an obvious,
you know.
No, yeah, I do. Like, I'm still making YouTube videos, but we're focusing on the Trey Family channel. And that, oh my gosh, it's been such a nice change. Like, it changes our complete weekly schedule, because now all we do is, you know, we're planning the wedding, so we get to make fun content about that
for Trey family.
Exactly. And then we go look at houses, and we're trying to find one. We're working on this other project. I'm getting my real estate license, and it's all stuff that I'm super passionate about.
Yes.
And people can watch me do that instead of, you know, Instagram experiment what gets more likes when I don't care. That's, you know what I mean?
Because you're still documenting all of these big life things. They're just the topic and theme of them is just different than what it normally was, which I think is totally fine. And I know for me, because I don't know much about like real estate and like flipping homes, like that intrigues me so much because it's so different. And like we literally just talked about last week, like niching down, and like you guys are like basically doing that on Trey Family.
Yeah. And on my main channel, I'm interested in fashion right now. So yes. I'm literally just following whatever my passions are. So I'll post a fashion video on my main channel this week. I'm looking at the clothes that's going to be in it. But
so cute.
Yeah, I'm just very excited. And it's kind of like an entire life change. And that's the funny part about it is people can see, yes, like I'm posting 3 times a week on Trey Family now. And maybe some of them see that that's like a change if they're subscribed to Trey Family. But if you're only subscribed to my main channel, like you probably don't even know any of this other stuff is happening, which is funny because that's what my entire life is now, you know?
That's so interesting.
It's so weird.
One thing I really like with you guys diving into Trey Family is you guys are going to be married, you know?
Exactly.
And I just think it's so cool to have something to do together like that. Like I've always wondered how that would be, like you guys just both kind of going your separate ways. Like I know when he was doing the vlogs and stuff, you were needed in those, plus on your main channel.
That's the issue, is we were both creating our own little worlds, but then we wanted to be involved in each other's. And so he wanted me to be a part of all of his videos, but then I literally was splitting myself between 2 full-time YouTube channels,
literally.
And that's why our weeks were just kind of getting insufferable. Like we would get to the end of the week and be like, why are we our own bosses and then forcing ourselves to do something we don't want to do?
Yeah.
That's kind of not the point of why we chose to,
oh my gosh, so
to take this risk and live this lifestyle. So we were like, oh, we can just try to do that thing that we said we would do in 5 years and we'll just see how it goes. But so far,
life is too short.
I'm just enjoying myself more too. Like regardless of money, I'm just happier now. So it's great.
I always think about that. Like we really only need X amount to live and like pay our bills and our normal just like life expenses. And it's kind of crazy. Like, yes, money is important. I think it's really awesome to like give back to people and like have those opportunities. But it's like, what do I really need? Like, I really love my shop. Like, do I need to just keep like trying to think of things? And like, I have projects I've been working on that I am like literally very, very excited about and passionate about. But I don't know. Sometimes you just have to take a step back. And if one day the shop, maybe this is not me like alluding to anything, but maybe making stickers isn't fun for me one day, like then I'm not going to sell them just to make money. Like you want to create, especially when you're creative, like I feel like content and projects and things that you're like really excited about. And I think people can see right through that.
And that's the thing I agree with the most is how much do you really need in life? Like I feel like as a social media person, when numbers kind of define you, like how many followers do you have and how many views are you getting? When in reality, we were talking about in last week's episode how some of our favorite people that we follow have like what 300,000 followers,
which is still a lot.
Yeah, it's still a lot, but it's not like, you know, the YouTubers with 10 million subscribers where you're like, oh yeah, that's like, you know, the face of YouTube. Those are not our favorite people. And so that just goes to show that we like them because they're passionate and we can tell, rather than being kind of generally interested in their job.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, like some people choose a niche that's small, but everyone who loves that niche is super passionate about it and follows these people and they really care. And I feel like
so true.
That's just what Ryan and I's mindset has been, is just taking something day by day and starting it small and not thinking of like too big of a picture, but just doing things that we actually like. And I feel like when we do that, people will gravitate towards that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
And I like it too, because then you're not like setting these crazy expectations. Like I even remember when you guys were like, how do you think launch day is going to go? Like all these like number type things. And I don't even set that stuff for myself much.
Dude,
I sometimes do, but Devin's like, Lily, stop, because then you're almost setting a bar. Like if I go, it's like I don't even think about going above it. Or if I don't hit that bar, then I'm just going to feel so sad when it's such a happy day.
Yeah,
and
then
so
you're not grateful. Exactly.
Yeah, for their support. So it's just like setting numbers and having expectations is scary.
Yeah. Making the goal happiness is such a mindset shift.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. It's just crazy. It's crazy how you can just choose your life.
You really can. okay, I can kind of talk about this thing, because I was going to talk about this in our other topic, but even for me, I may have mentioned this before, but I, when I moved out, I had roommates, and my just experience, I feel like I said this recently, so I don't need to talk about it much, but I just, like, wasn't super happy having roommates, because I'm very independent, I'm very creative, like, just doing my own thing. And I'm such a people pleaser that I, like, didn't want to say I wanted to move out to them, because I literally was dreading the conversation of walking in and, like, telling them that. Like, I felt sick to my stomach. But it's, like, as soon as I did and I got moved out, I literally felt so good and I felt so happy. And I just was sitting there thinking, what if I never had the guts to go in and tell them, like, it was time for me to move out? Like, yeah. I would just, who knows if I'd be here, you know?
Yeah, and I feel like some people could see this conversation as like, well, not everyone can just choose their life. Like, you know, yeah, moving out and living alone is expensive, but you found this insane deal that was like you were living with roommates. And like,
yeah,
my cousin, she lived with roommates and her mental health was suffering a lot from it. You know, it's, money's tighter now that she's just living alone, but you can make things work, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to college and you hate your major and you're just doing it because you think, you know, your parents want you to do it, or you're going to make an income that you think is good, at the end of the day, your happiness matters more. So, like, change your major to art, even though that's riskier.
Yeah.
And,
but I can tell you, it can be done, you know? Like, literally, Devin and I are living off of my income that I have now, and I'm not trying to say I make tons and tons of money, like, I don't, guys, but it's enough for us to live and, yeah, like, save and to keep growing and, you know, keep growing the business, and to us that is more than enough, like, yeah, seriously, exactly. And we want to, like, buy a house and do all of these things, and, you know, talking to you guys, we're like, oh, like, maybe we should, like, go into banks and start figuring it out, and we are, because I do think we need to have, like, a money episode eventually, because I think finances, yes, and so being on top of your finances, even when you're in high school and, like, getting Christmas money, so powerful.
That used to stress me out when I would see my friends having jobs and then spending money on, like, other stuff when they were supposed to be saving up for college. It would, like, stress me out so much. So I feel like that would be a fun episode. I don't even know if I really have tips, because I'm, like, honestly trying to figure it out myself.
Well, that's the beauty of it, because we're not perfect at it. And I think it's just fun, because I don't know, for me, like, okay, were you a math person?
I went through phases where, like, certain grades I was really good, in certain grades I was horrible. Same. It was depending so on weird,
like, what it was. Yes. I was, like, for example, I was better at algebra than other stuff. Like, I don't know, but I relate to that. But numbers always gave me anxiety. And I remember one thing with Rachel Hollis that I really resonated with. She was, like, a motivational women speaker. She had said that just, like, women aren't confident with numbers, and it's kind of just, like, society and how we kind of assume that, like, men are gonna just deal with the budget and the money. But, like, once you know those numbers, it's really powerful. And, like, I was just so scared of, I guess, math and money and numbers, and I'm not great at them, so Devin still definitely oversees, you know, like, we're both involved, but it's just powerful to, like, know, like, what where's my money going.
Yeah, I mostly rely on Mint, that free app that I told you about. It helps so much, because
so good,
it kind of budgets for you, which is great, because I'm struggling with that. But back to the thing about, you know, switching your major and, like, choosing your life. Another thing that I want to give credit to is sometimes a more, like, I feel like we see creative jobs as cooler because you're taking a bigger risk, but sometimes you just want to go to an office and, like, go home and spend time with your family and, like, turn work off. Like, that is also such a great job. Or even just being a mom, you know, like, meeting someone who wants to have a family and is so down to support you. That is so honorable too. And, like, I feel like we glamorize, you know, take a big risk and choose your life. Like, maybe the life you want to choose is seen as normal, but
why,
like,
is that?
The goal is just happiness. And so I feel like the more common thing is that people are choosing, you know, the office job because they think they have to, when happiness is from, like, a creative job. So that's why we talk about that. But at the same time, it could go the reverse as well. You know, 100%. You don't have to be, like, this crazy entrepreneur and do all these crazy things with your life to be happy, you know?
I love that you bring this up, because even when I've talked to just, like, random people in public and I'm like, oh, yeah, like, I have an e-commerce brand, whatever, if they ask me my age and stuff, they're way more impressed. It's, like, almost, like, mm-hmm. trendy to, like, be a young entrepreneur, or, like, other people my age. Like, it is really cool to see mm-hmm. other people's life, like, their paths and what they're doing, especially when it's different from you. But I agree with, like, Gary Vee and all of these just, like, entrepreneur people. It almost makes it sound like having a creative, like, entrepreneur risk type job is, like, higher or, like, cooler. Yeah. And it's really not the case, because let me just tell you, I don't think everyone's like cut out to do this. Like this would be probably like a worst nightmare job for someone. Whereas for me, a lot being of people, an accountant is, you know,
a lot of people don't want to do this. Like by cut out, we mean like you don't want to, like anyone could, yeah, like, but it's
because setting your own schedule is hard. We don't have finance, like I don't have a set income. I literally don't know how much money I'm going to make, which, guys, makes buying a house even harder. Like, oh, yeah. Say. I'm like, that's a whole other thing.
You don't have benefits.
No. Oh, that's so true. I'm on my parents' health insurance.
Me too. Do you ever think about when you're 26 and you're going to figure that out? Like,
okay, I was going to ask you
isn't
guys.
Isn't that crazy?
I didn't know if you guys had your own or like how that worked.
Nope.
Wait, could you, with like management and stuff, can they somehow like get you like...
I don't think they do that.
I almost thought about asking you that like last week because it came to my mind.
It's kind of funny how you're kind of just left to figure it. Like imagine us being 26 and for the first time being like insurance plans. It's going to be quite the fun year for us. I don't really know.
Okay, so I feel like we have thrown like so many random life updates with like to you guys, but
hopefully you guys like the catching up because we also want this to be a personal podcast. So
yeah,
let us know. But we're just going to end it out with some of our favorite shows that we've been watching lately.
What is your favorite show right now?
At the moment, it is The Umbrella Academy. It's a Netflix original.
I think it is.
Yeah. And they just came out with season two. So we watched all of season one and now we're on season two and I love the characters and I'm obsessed with them. And it's such a, I love having a show that you're obsessed with because every day you just can't wait for the day to end so you can watch the show.
Yes. Okay. First off, I saw Umbrella Academy was like number one or whatever on Netflix. Way. Yeah, no, like everyone, I guess, is watching it right now.
You should watch it. I would watch it again with you. I totally will.
Okay. Because I actually want to watch it, but I need to finish the show I'm watching before I even think of anything else. And it's Lost, guys. Such an OG. I feel like I'm an adult. I don't know.
I feel like that thing's going to take months to finish.
Girl, no.
How many seasons
is
it?
We are moving. I think it's like six, but we are pushing through. Like we're on season three already. But let me just tell you guys, we have the weirdest, so we don't have a dining room table. I don't know why, like I just don't, I'm picky, and then the ones I like I can't get forever, which is just hard. So we're eating at the couch and we have this weird habit where when we eat lunch, you know, our workday lunch, we sit at the couch and we watch an episode of Lost. Yes. And then when we eat dinner, we sit down with our food and watch an episode.
Oh,
and
that's
we keep
the best.
Watching because, like, yes. We don't have anything else to do because I'm trying so hard to, like, not work at night right now.
Yeah.
So we just veg out. And it's so fun. Like, I never thought I would watch tons of shows. But here I am.
I love it. I almost get just really sad thinking about I'm going to have to get invested in another show.
Yes.
I feel like this has been the year of watching shows. Like, I used to never 100%. Do that. And Ryan and I have gone through so many. We've gone through...
What else? Yeah.
You.
Oh, my gosh.
Last year so was, good. Like, Stranger Things season 3. We've been invested in that. Euphoria.
I never watched Euphoria. Is that, like,
really?
An odd show?
Isn't I
like
hated kinda... episode one. Okay. I thought it was, like, all about drugs and...
Same, because I think I started it.
Yeah, but then you move past that and it's so good.
I love Zendaya, so...
I know. Like. She was just great in it. We watched Sex Education. All the Netflix originals are just great. So we've just kind of been moving through all of those.
You know how crazy it must be to, like, be Netflix? They're literally on top of the world, I swear. Like, they make the best shows, movies, mm-hmm. everything.
Oh, another one we watched just before Umbrella Academy, which is funny because they're super similar. It's called The Boys, and it's an Amazon Prime original... Competitors, which is funny, they actually made like very similar shows but very different characters and writing and production. Ooh. So it was really fun to watch.
Okay, I'll have to watch that too. That's good because we were just talking about the other night, like when we were just sitting down to eat dinner and watch Lost, like what are we gonna do when we're out of Lost? Like that sounds bad. Like we have a great relationship, we can talk and stuff, but it's like I don't know, it's so fun to like have a show to talk about with
so
him
fun
and like brainstorm. But Devin has seen it, but it is the funniest thing. I'll sit here and be like, Dev, like what if blah blah blah, he's like, yeah, I don't know. Like, he literally does not remember any of the show.
That show is, I feel like it's such a whirlwind. Like, I don't remember any of it. And I was also like 10 though. So,
yeah. I know. I remember my parents watching it when I was like little. So, it's just kind of funny to be in like now their shoes and like I actually understand it. And it's a pretty good show. I'm pretty into it. It's just been fun. Like, we've been talking about reading. Are you not reading as much right now?
I am not reading anymore.
I I'm not reading anymore.
Well, now that I'm doing the real estate one, I'm like, my brain is, I'm done.
Oh, true that. That's how I felt recently. Like, I feel like ever since the shop opened up, I'm like, reading? Nope, I cannot do it. Like, yeah. I do it before bed because it puts me right to sleep.
Oh, we've been doing our premarital counseling right before bed too, which is like reading and talking and stuff. So I feel like that's my replacement for it, but...
You know what I think would be so fun?
What?
You guys loved the episode where we had Ryan and Devin on. Let's like do a part of like your marriage counseling book, or like
to we I were gonna know. Talk about how you and Ryan are similar and Devin and I are similar emotionally. So in a relationship dynamic, it's so funny how the same experience can happen and two people see it from completely different sides. So I think that'd be really fun to talk about.
Especially because we're like different genders. Like, exactly. You know what I'm saying? That's what I find so fascinating, because like the characteristics Devin has, I kind of assumed that was boys. Like, not that you can put us all in like categories. Yeah. My brain is like, oh, I guess like all guys are like that, but it's not true.
That actually is kind of funny, because Ryan, a lot of the things that he does or feels are stereotypically things that girls care about. That just goes to show you really can't, you know, stereotype that stuff. But whenever we were wedding planning the other day and we were picking the stuff out for the tables, most of the guys during all that wedding planning, like, they don't even plan it at all or choose anything.
And they don't care to a lot of the times.
Ryan cares more than me. Like, he'll be like, no, I like this better. I'm like, oh, okay, we can go with that. And I don't care. And it's same with the interior design. Like, he cared more about that in the house than I did.
Hearing Ryan talk about like house stuff is my favorite. I know. And you guys decorating. I cannot wait to see your video. Oh yeah. My gosh, guys.
Me too. Can't wait.
Can't wait.
Go subscribe to Trey Family. Go subscribe to Lily on
seriously.
On Instagram.
Subscribe to me on Instagram.
I mean, that too, but.
I mean, yeah, follow me, all the things. We always put tons of different links in the show notes if you guys are ever wanting
to check them out. But also, you can leave us a review.
Oh my gosh, I forgot.
Let's see how many reviews we're at.
They are getting up there. Not quite at 10, but 10K. Yes.
I think after the episode we did, it went up by like 200 reviews, which is a lot.
Pretty solid, guys.
But it also makes our goal look kind of embarrassing. Oh my gosh, we're almost at 6,000 reviews.
Not as
we're
embarrassing.
We're chipping away at 10,000 by the end of summer. So
what
we've
is
got
the
like,
end of summer, though?
I think I looked it up and fall is September 21st. So does that mean we technically have until September 21st?
I think so. Guys, till September 21st. Gotta hit 10K.
We only need 4,000 more. That's all, guys. This one says, best podcast. And it says, I love Lily and Haley. They are so sweet and loving people. And I love how they give advice and talk about their religion and beliefs without trying to make other people guilty or believe what they believe. Which is a super nice compliment.
That's so nice.
Because I feel like if you're Christian, you get stereotyped as like trying to force on other people. And so I'm very happy that you don't feel that way, because that is never our goal. Never, ever.
Just thank you for letting us speak our opinions.
Yeah.
And we listen to
you. That's so true.
Yeah.
That's what the world needs more of.
I know.
Just
we're all so different.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so cool. Like, we all have our own little opinions. Thanks for loving us still, even if yours differ. We definitely appreciate that.
Yeah.
And thanks for listening to our very random life update.
See you guys next week.
Bye.